Welcome to this morning sadhana set up by Srila Prabhupada. This is the most exciting thing of the day. 4:30 Mangalarti, then japa, then greetings the deity, then Guru Puja. And if you look at, and then Bhagavad Sravan and then Prasadam. So Prabhupada said five things makes the devotee community vibrant. And all five are in the morning. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Thank you.
जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रीलोरदास ठाकुर की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। ग्रीटिंग्स द डीटी की जय। मंगलारती की जय। समवेत वैष्णव वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So to purify our consciousness, we pray to Lord Sri Krishna, who is the predominating deity of consciousness, called Vasudev, son of Vasudev. So we can repeat three times after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Toto Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So today we are reciting second canto Chapter 10, entitled by Srila Prabhupada as Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. And today's text is 8. Ja Adhatmika. Ayam Purushah Ja Adhatmika Ayam Purushah Sa Asho Eva Adhi Daivikah Sa Asho Eva Adhi Daivikah Yash Tatro Bhaya Vicheda Yash Tatro Bhaya Vicheda Purushaha Hi Adi Bhautikaha Purushahi Adi Bhautikah Jadhatmika Ayam Purusha Jasvaivadidaivikah Jastatro bhayo vichedam Purushahi adibhautikah. I'm sure you all are familiar with these three words all over Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Adi Atmika, Adi Daivika, and Adi Bhautika. Okay, please chant.
Sovyatmika Yam Purusha. Sosa Evadhi Daivika.
Sosa Evadhi Daivika. Adhyatmikaha is possessed of the sense organs. I am
this.
Purushaha,
personality.
Shaha,
he.
Asau,
that.
Eva,
also.
Adi Daivikaha,
controlling deity.
Yah,
that which.
Tatra,
there.
Ubhaya,
of both.
Vichedaha,
separation.
Purushaha,
person.
He,
for.
Adi Bhautikaha, the visible body, or the embodied living entity. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The individual person possessing different instruments of senses is called Adi Atmika, Adhyatmik person. And the individual controlling deity of the senses is called Adi Daivik. The embodiment seen on the eyeball is called the Adi Bhautik person. So there are three personalities. I'm speaking, you are hearing. How it is happening? This is what is explained. Am I speaking? I'm not this body, then how am I speaking? If you really think very deeply. I'm desiring, initiating cause. But this mouth, palate, tongue, they are creating how? Somebody is there, the demigods. That's called Adi Daivi. And the senses, but I have a desire. All three together, same thing you are hearing also. You are not this body, then how you hear it? The ear doesn't hear. Ear is a product of passion, rajaguna. But there is a demigod called Dikpal. He is connected here. He is listening also. I'm speaking. And then hearing perception, sattagun, connected with the brain, then you say, oh, it makes sense what he's speaking. This is how the whole world is running. We take the credit. I'm speaking, I'm hearing. No, it's arranged. So Prabhupada's purport, very beautiful. The supreme controlling samam banam is the personality of Godhead in his plenary portion of Paramatma, or the super soul manifestation. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.42, it is said, Atava baho naitena kim jetena tavarjuna vistad bham idam krishnam ekanshena stito jagat. Very famous verse, I'm sure you all heard. Prabhupada quoted that verse. All the controlling deities like Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva are different manifestations of the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who exhibits himself in such manners by entering into each and every universe generated from him. But still, apparently, there are divisions of the controller and controlled. I like the way Prabhupada says, controller and controlled. For example, in the food controlling department, the controller of food is a person made of the same ingredients as the person who is controlled, means higher living being to the lower living being. Similarly, each and every individual in the material world is controlled by the higher demigods. For example, we have our senses, but the senses are controlled by superior controlling deities. We cannot see without light. And the supreme controller of light is the sun. The sun god is the sun planet. And we, the individual human being or any other being on this earth, are all controlled by the sun god as far as our eyes are concerned. Beautiful example. Similarly, all the senses we have are controlled by the superior demigods, who are also as much living entities as we are. But one is empowered while the other is controlled. The controlled living entity is called adhyatmik person. Anybody knows who they are? We are. Talking about us. It's a fancy name, adhyatmik person. And the controller is called adhidaivik person. Who are the adhidaivik? Demigods, very good. All these positions in the material world are due to different fruitive activities. Any individual living being can become the sun god or even Brahma or any other god in the upper planetary system by a higher grade of pious work. And similarly, one becomes controlled by the higher demigod by lower grades of fruitive activities. So, every individual living entity is subject to the supreme control of the Paramatma, who puts everything in different position of the controller and the controlled. That which distinguishes the controller and the controlled, i.e., the material body, is called the Adi Bhautika Purusha. What is the Adi Bhautika? This body. The soul is different from the body, and the demigod are different from the body and the soul. And in between there is a sanction, super soul. It's a very beautiful metaphor. This morning I was asked to class, I was just reading, it was very fascinating, every purport Prabhupada put. Where am I? Krishna, Krishna. body is called, the body is sometimes called Purusha, thank you. As confirmed in the Vedas in the following hymn, Shava Esha Purusha Anna Rasa Mayaha. This body is called the Anna Rasa embodiment. This body depends on food. The living entity which is embodied does not eat anything. However, because the owner is spirit in essence, the material body requires replacement of matter for the wearing and tearing of the mechanical body. Therefore, the distinction between the individual living entity and the controlling planetary deities is in the Anna Rasamaya body. The sun may have a gigantic body and the man may have a smaller body, but all these visible bodies are made of matter. Nonetheless, the sun god and the individual person who are related as the controller and the controlled are the same spiritual parts and parcel of the Supreme Being. And it is the Supreme Being who places different parts and parcel in different positions. And thus the conclusion is that the Supreme Person is the shelter of all. That's all it is. It reminded me of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur went to a village to see his disciple, and he gave 4-hour lecture. And after that, he said, so what did you understand? He said, I need to surrender to Krishna. He said, very good. I could have said this in the beginning instead of 4 hours. You want to guess what that person said? He would not come to this conclusion. So it required 4-hour explanation to really feel, I want to surrender, I really need to surrender. So this is beautiful, the last sentence Prabhupada says. The conclusion is that the Supreme Person is the shelter of all. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitansha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nam Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Paditanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo 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 Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavasya Cha Vishnu Bhakti Pade Devi Sattavate Namo Namo Bhakta Bihinaya Parada Lakshe Shipta Shakamadi Taranga Madde Kripa Maitam Saranam Prapanna Binde Namaste Charanarabindam Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Kri Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Most of this subject I don't even understand well, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Acharyas, trying to grasp something, so I'm begging the mercy of all the devotees in the audience online. Please bless me, empower me to become an instrument of Srila Prabhupada, something we can say that will please bring the pleasure to Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram and Gornitai. This way we all will be benefited and I will also get purified my heart. This is the whole canto based on this first sloka of first chapter, 10th canto, first sloka, 10th subject matter. The 10 characteristics, as well as will be explained as you go, the whole chapter. Like yesterday, Mother Nanda Devi very nicely explained about the ashray, shelter. Today's sloka is also about the shelter. But I get lost if I don't focus on the purpose. Why it is discussed in the middle of here. Where it's going to take me. Of course, Bhagavatam, every part, Aidha Antamadhya Cha Sarvatra Harihi Giyate, everywhere Hari is there. That is true, but I may not be able to see due to my lack of ignorance and my lack of understanding. Even though every purport, every word is glorification of Supreme Lord. So I'll go back a little brief, how we are here. When Lord Brahmaji bewildered about his purpose, he heard the word tapa, and Manda Nanda Devi very nicely explained that that was her, I think, verse on that day, few weeks back, or maybe month back. That where the Lord from within gave that impetus to do the meditation and dedicate himself for 1,000 celestial years. The tapa has a two meaning. Tapa means you do consciously a sadhana, tapasya, meditation. Also, tapa means is produce a heat within. Heat in a sense that it causes you to become selfless, sacrifice devotee. Otherwise, just doing sadhana is not enough. There has to be result seen. Just like Adhade Madhamukhya mentioned nicely. with about Panchadavida Maharaj, just like, if you are chanting, you must be getting purified. Otherwise, you will have a doubt that chanting is not working. But that's not true. Chanting is transcendental. So something must be lacking in the connection. One letter I remember, Srila Prabhupada replied to Bhagavan Das, it's in the Veda days, that when devotees chant in the temple, just like here after Mangalarti, a lot of devotees chant nowadays. Other day I counted was 20. I was like, wow, that's nice. Some days maybe 15, but we have a good crowd that seriously chanting in the temple, and many devotees chanting in their houses, their places. So Prabhupada says, or replied to Bhagavan Das, that when they chant, the question was, sorry, I should mention the question. He asked the question, in the temple we chant, how is the result produced? Is it all same? I thought it was a very nice question, isn't it? How is the result produced? So Prabhupada replied that when one chants, it should connect to the Absolute, Krishna. So that means, Prabhupada didn't say that, but I'm thinking like, what do you mean connect? That means it's not going to happen automatic. You know, the word automatic doesn't mean nobody does. Means you are not aware, somebody else is controlling. Automatic doesn't mean like a literary like dead, like it's like automatic. No. Somebody else set up the things, like not you are aware, or maybe you're not aware, or you are not doing it. That's all. That's why it says automatic. So then Prabhupada writes, very interesting, and maybe you can help me to understand that. I have my own way of thinking. Prabhupada writes, proportion to your conscious acceptance, you'll see the result. Proportion to your conscious acceptance. How much you believe what Prabhupada is saying in the purport, that much you'll get result. If you don't believe, you won't get any result, even though you heard it, very little. But if you have a strong faith on Prabhupada's word, then you'll get strong faith. So it's actually is not Bhagavatam or Krishna or Prabhupada, it's up to us how much we have faith on his word. More we have faith, more we'll see the effect in our consciousness. So in that case, when Krishna eventually appeared before Brahma, I'll jump on that, the universal engineer placed 4 inquiries before him. Just to refresh, I'm sure you all remember. What was the first question? He said, what are the material and spiritual form of the Lord? Does God has a material form? So why did he ask that question? He didn't know. Actually, there are forms, because in this canto, 2 places, universal form, 2 chapters only talks about the universal form. And universal form has a 20 ingredient that is not visible in Satchidananda body. So Lord Brahma asked genius question. Nice question. What are the material and spiritual form of the Lord? Second, how do the material and spiritual energies of the Lord work? Very nice question. Third question was, how does the Lord utilize his different energies? And between a material and spiritual, who is, there's another potency. Can someone help? We are marginal in between. We have an option to go this side or that side. Then number 4 question was, how may I be instructed to discharge my duties and functions? Very nice question. So then Lord, last few weeks or maybe month, I'll say, this 4 sloka, 2.9.33, 34, 35, 36, everybody spoke. And this is mostly about sambandha, knowledge of relationship, just like right now we are hearing. Okay, what's supposed to happen after hearing? It has to activate within us. There has to be some action. So you gather knowledge, then what do you do with it? You need skill and apply it. That's called abhideya. And after you apply, then what will be the result? That's called prayojan or goal of life. Does it make sense? It's very practical. Otherwise you have to memorize like, okay, is this abhideya or sambandha? It's not like this. It's very practical. So there are 10 topics and one topic is sarga. Sarga means elemental creation. I'm not going to go details because of the time. Second is visarga. Visarga means the Brahmaji. So it's like architect has a blueprint, and the engineer who build the building according to the architect design. So this template is not coming from Brahmaji. Template is coming from Krishna. Brahmaji is thus duplicating and creating all these bodies, all these planets, different kind of species, not the soul, just the bodies of every soul. So that's Visarga. Then Sthanam. Sthanam means maintenance and planetary system. Who is going to be in this universe? Do you know who chose us to be here? We don't have a choice. It was not like, okay, I want to be with Panchagora Prabhu and this group in this universe, in this time of... This is all pre-arranged. It's not a random. Oh, by mistake I came here. No. You better start liking each other and respect. It is not like some soul are thrown in one universe, other. There's a reason for it. The whole thing is beautifully calculated by Krishna. If we can just see our proper attitude and embrace it, then we'll see the benefit. We can get out very quickly. You know, it's not like because in the prison, I don't know how many of you actually did some, I did some research with, I knew the superintendent of Stark prison, 20 miles from here, or maybe 22 miles. And Margaret, she gave me a lot of information, which is related, because Prabhupada says this world is prison. So I wanted to know the metaphor, why Prabhupada used the world, universe as a prison. So what is in prison? So it's very nice. So sthanam here means every soul in every places, in every body, there is a reason. If you can appreciate whatever you have and try your best to utilize to please the Lord, then you are done. You don't need big temple or mountain or anything. Just you need your dedication, whatever you have. Just like one devotee told Prabhupada that because of his too much LSD, his brain cell damaged, doctor said. So he said, should I go back home and have some neurologist do something, you know, rebuild the brain cell and come back to Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, don't waste your time. Whatever is left, just utilize that, you'll be free. So nice, so easy, made it sense. So next topic is Poshanam. Poshanam means protection and mercy of the Lord. This is actually important. This is also today's topic. We should start seeing it. I'm sure all of you do this. Every moment, whether somebody say, I love you, Prabhu, or I love you, Mataji, or I hate you. I mean, I don't know they say that. But even if you feel that, can you appreciate that? It's very easy to go along with whoever you like. But it's very difficult to go along whom you don't like. Or something against your belief, somebody, can you go along? You look at 3.27 in the sloka, Prabhupada, Krishna said, everybody is going according to their pace. Should not disrupt their journey. You should not look down. Spiritual progression means we look up to Krishna more closer. Not look down others. So this is what Poshanam. Then Utaya, the creative impetus. Krishna, Krishna. Time is like rushing. I'm just going to jump onto the today's chapter, and then if I have time, I'll come back. So here is the three personalities are talked about in today's chapter. One is the demigod. So this is in Madhulila chapter 20, 145. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this to Sanatana Goswami. What is the purpose of demigod? Just to create an illusion for all the living beings to keep on moving in life. It's interesting. The demigod purpose, you look at this in the 20 chapter, 145 verse. It says that just to create the illusion for the living entity so that they keep on going and eventually they come to the point of surrendering to Krishna consciousness. Now, where are the demigods coming from? Atha purusha hai bhai narayana kamayato prajap srijeti narayana brahma jayate narayana prajapati prajayate narayana indra jayate narayana asto vashava jayate narayanad ekadas rudra jayate narayanad dadashi aditya. 33 demigods are, everybody knows, there are 12 adityas, means the children of Mother Aditi, headed by Lord Indra, there are 12. Then you have 11 Rudras. So 11 and 12 is how many? 20. Then you have Ashtabashi, 8 Bashis, 31. And then 2 Ashwini Kumardas. These 33 are the principal demigods. And each of them has a 1 million assistant. And they have a 10 million assistant to operate the whole universe. Sometimes you hear 33 million demigods, sorry, but 33 are the main. Now, how it is related to today's chapter? Well, let's see. Our brain, literally, connected with Brahmaji right now. Material body's brain connected with the Brahmaji, and he gives the material intelligence how to survive. Of course, he doesn't give just like automatically, it is super soul who sanctions it. But the soul has to desire. So, initiating cause, each of us, every soul is the initiating cause. And super soul sanction if it is appropriate. Krishna does not sanction. He is not a whimsical God. He is a very organized God. He is not a control freak, but very compassionate. So he sanctions only when he or she needs. Can we accept that? That everything happening in our life is all good because he sanctions? But we have to see his hand behind it. Then it will be easy. Otherwise it's difficult. But without his sanction, nothing moves. As Prabhupada said, even a blade of grass don't move without Krishna's sanction. So this is very important. Like for an example, I'll give you an example. Chewing a food, as soon as food is taken there, do you know so many processes of digesting food? Which part did you do? Anybody can claim that you're doing something in your digestion? To be honestly, nothing. Breathing of air, if we have to conscious so many things, there would be a big burden on our brain. How this body is running. Just the body that we are claiming as self. We think that these things are happening automatically, but automatic means, as I mentioned before, means who is in control. How things are happening. The demigods are controlling this body. I'm raising my hand. Can you see? Actually, it is Indra. Pran Govinda Das only desired to raise the hand. Even though it looks like I'm raising hand, isn't it? Haribol, Haribol, raising hand. But actually, I'm desiring. Indra is pulling the string and looks like I'm taking the credit. I am raising him. So it is so important to understand, even when we surrender, like raise hand and say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, it's so nice. The demigods are helping us. We should be appreciating them. But of course, they would not raise my hand without Krishna sanctioning. So Krishna should get the credit. Even I am surrendering, I am saying Hari Bol, looks like, but my mouth is saying Hari Bol. How is that? I'm only desiring. There is a Pracheta, a demigod who is connected with the tongue. There is a language created, a demigod called English. And my palate, tongue, all together creating this sound. And because it is connected offering way, serving to Krishna, then it is, you get the benefit. Naivatmana Prabhu Nijalabha Purna. Manav Jana Abhidusha Karuna Vrinite. So when Jiva, living entity, does this, Krishna gives full credit to that living entity. Even though demigods are doing, Krishna is sanctioning, but we take the we are given to take that credit. But we should be appreciating that. So question is, who is controlling? It is Super Soul who is controlling. Maya Dhakshana Prakriti Shuyatesha Characharam 9.10. So many things are happening in our body, which are necessary to be happening. But it happens without our consciousness. These things we can say that we are not the doer. You know, many people say that how many things in the body for which we are not the doer? How many things? Soul starts expressing its desire as per the facility present in the body. So the body is a mechanism. According to that mechanism, people will work. When we understand this, we understand that we are not the doer. Now you may say, 327, actually Krishna says this. We are not the doer. But there is a little question I have. If you look at 18.63 Bhagavad Gita, when we are not the doer, if we are not the doer, material nature is the doer and Krishna is sanctioning, then why we are held responsible for our action? That should be the question. So answer is, I was contemplating this morning, that Bhagavad Gita clearly explained this, that if I cut down a tree with an axe, and Gadagraj Prabhu says, who cut down this tree? I say, I did it. Is this correct? Yes? Everybody agrees? Only one devotee says yes?
Yes.
No. I could not have done this without the axe. Yep. Can I? Could I?
But you got the axe. Yes.
But axe, I should say, I cut it down with the axe.
The desire is...
Correct. The desire I had, the demigod Indra controls the hand, grabs the axe. Axe is material element, is not me. If you really think very, only just the desire, that's all. The rest is like this. Now, if somebody says, oh, the axe cut down the tree, that's not true also. Material nature is not the only doer. So how to understand this? It's very simple. If the criminal is in the jail, because this happened to, this lady was telling me that somebody was trying to steal, and the person was in the other room out of fear, called the 911. And then the police came, and the thief was trying to run away, and then finally got caught, and then he was in jail, and next day he will be summoned for 5 years in jail, something like this. Who is responsible for his suffering? So, his sister said, if they did not call the police, my brother would not suffer. Is this true? Some extent, yes, but ultimately, no. What is the answer? You know, if police didn't come, he would not suffer. Actually, if judge did not give the final verdict, he would not suffer. Was it the judge or the police or the person who called? Who is responsible for his suffering? He himself. So if we can see like this, then the whole purport is done. That we must take the responsibility of everything that happening in our life. But in order to take the responsibility, we have to first acknowledge how this karma works. It is not blindly. We have to really understand that how it works. And then we acknowledge means there has to be some regret. I did wrong. That's why I'm going through like tough life in life. I did wrong. I should not have done this. Because if we do not regret and repent, correction will never take birth. It will stay only there. But correction is required. In order for correction to take birth, we have to regret and repent and take the responsibility. I do not want to do this anymore. My Lord, please help me. Oh Prabhupada, please help me. Krishna, please help me. Then we'll chant sincerely, and then this mentality will bring us to a point where we will be actually come to this conclusion. Anishara. Anishara means I'm not the controller but chooser. Jato Sraddha Matkatasu Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukkha Atmakan Kaman Parityage Api Anishara. Krishna says in 11.20.28, very beautiful verse. He says, if you ever wonder, does Krishna knows what I am going through or he only hears what I am going through? Does he experience what I am going through? Read this verse. Yeah?
He's a super soul. He's the bird that's watching his friend eat the fruit. So
correct. He is not experiencing matter. I am experiencing. But he knows everything what we are going through. So he is looking for us to turn around to him. But we cannot turn around unless we are going through the process. That I am responsible for everything happening in my life. And must regret, then the correction will take birth. When the correction idea will come, then we'll be very careful to take shelter of intelligence. I'm not going to do anymore. No. Yes, this I'll do more. Chanting, yes, more. This kind of contemplation, no. I'm not going to stop. There will be fear. So, like this, we make the journey. And when we come to back to Krishna, the journey is over. Hari Bol. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Okay. What we look for in the world, Prabhuji and Mother, is not to be found in the world. It is only in Krishna. Whatever you are attracted in this world, you will never be satisfied. Because it is actually in Krishna. That's why that verse Prabhupada write, I didn't have a time to explain, but it was this was a beautiful part of Prabhupada explained. I don't know, I always have a problem like time and me, like I don't want to feel bad because it is Krishna. But I always feel like I'm just running out of time always. Since many years, I don't know why, maybe something wrong with me. It is. Thank you. Any reflection taking away or any question? Yes, Prabhu.
So, the first question I have.
Mother, there is a cordless phone on next to the computer. Can someone just grab it?
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. It actually answered quite a few questions that I had in the back of my mind. Something that came up was you mentioned that the degree in which we can benefit from the process or is relative to the faith that we have. So then my question is, what is best to develop more faith if you're severely lacking in that department.
If you look at Bhagavad Gita 7.21, Krishna says, if you have a strong desire to worship or progress or anything you want to do, yo yo yam yam tanam bhakta saddaya architam icchati tasya tasya achalam saddha. Achalam saddha, like non-moving, fixed faith, Krishna says, I'll give you. So that's one way. The last verse on 17th chapter in the purport, Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport, how the faith develops from association of senior devotee, accepting guru, and then slowly, slowly, the same faith becomes love of Godhead. It was very fascinating. So two ways we can get faith. But out of two, one you cannot demand, one you can get it as much you want. Which one?
The association of senior Vaishnavas?
No.
Strong desire.
Strong desire. You cannot demand from a senior devotee, Prabhu, you have to give me. I mean, you can say it, but you cannot force the grace to come. We can hanker, we can ask, we can pray. But desire comes from us. I want to advance, I really. You know how I got this idea more strong? Because Prabhupada's explanation on chapter 4, when you go home, you look at that verse 10. In the purport, Prabhupada translates faith as a preliminary desire. I was thinking, wow. Adho Sodha, he translates as a preliminary desire for self-realization. That means we have to desire to advance. We have to desire for self-realization. We have to desire to be with Krishna, serve. That desire will give us faith.
So how can I gain more desire? Does it occur naturally as I suffer? Is that Krishna's mercy that I suffer? And should I invite more suffering into my life so that I can get more desire? Or is there some method that is more favorable than this?
No, not necessarily. All these people suffering in the world, they are not becoming devotee or coming to Krishna. Suffering does not necessarily, I mean, it's good, impetus, but not necessarily will bring us to Krishna. From the devotees who are actually advancing, their association is the best source. You develop desire automatically.
So one and the other, they work hand in hand. You yes. desire, and due to this desire, you hanker for the association of the devotee.
Yes.
Then Krishna grants this
yes.
association, and
yes.
it keeps bouncing off until you obtain perfection.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other, or we can end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, pancha kalpa turvishya ki paas inda vaiva cha patitanam pavane po vishnave po namo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna Govinda. Yes, Prabhu, you want this? You always, you are greedy. Yeah, 24.